Yeah, we had a little more out there in the first for sure. You know, that's the kind of pitcher, once he finds his groove, he's going to be tough, and that proved, unfortunately, to be true tonight again.
What do you make of your offense from the
whole
series, basically?
Well, I wouldn't take out of perspective some very good pitching. And, you know, the last three we've seen have all thrown the ball really well against us. This guy tonight, we knew we had to take advantage of any little opportunity we have, and if we didn't, he was probably going to get going. And you know, so he strike out 5-6 in a row at one point because he just found that rhythm, and you know, let him off the hook a little bit. But overall, see some positive signs with certain guys that are getting real close to taking off guys that we need, guys in the middle of the lineup that are taking some good passes and getting closer to getting locked in. So you know, these are the nights that you know you just got to grind. You're not going to get a lot. You got to fight your way through. And you know, did a nice job holding on, you know, to a two-run game there, and a couple opportunities that we missed, not just in the first, but also later when you got two guys on. We got to make some sort of mark there. Just the one inning, really. I mean, you know, with the three runs. You know, that one is the one that hurt him. I thought overall, though, he was pretty good. I mean, he looked like the same guy, just had one inning that kind of got away.
So you play in right field, Pritchard got the ground with a double, and then him throwing the ball to the crowd had nothing to do with the playoff.
No, it was called a home run.
But I mean, if what are the ground rules with the ledge?
Apparently hit something on the other side above the wall, and that must have been what Randall heard. After it hit the top of the wall, it hit something over. That's the only explanation I can give you. Ground rules would be if it was a ball in play and then he throws it in the stands, it's two bases. And that's going to be up to the judgment of the umpires on the field to say where those two bases should be or if the replay process.
Why should that small roller have been down with DeYoung and
Jericho? You know, they're both aggressively going after it, both calling it, and then I think, obviously, big crowd tonight. I don't know if that got in the way or whatever it was, didn't allow them to hear each other till the last minute, and they both heard each other and backed off. So I want them both wanting the ball, but they understand the communication process. They've done a really good job. We've played really good defense lately. That one play just happened to be one that happened that you got to let go and keep moving in a positive direction because we've seen a lot of positives.
Seegers have been really good.
Yeah. No, just we needed to get him through that inning. We've had a lot of work for our other guys and tried to push him. So he threw a lot of pitches, but just had trouble finding the strike zone today. And that's never going to work out well for any of our pitchers. Yeah. Well, you want to still save another infielder in case something happens. That's pretty early in the game. So then it'd come down to the opportunity of Jose Martinez or Voit, and both of them have the potential to do some damage. I think a lot of it oftentimes has to do with Jose, with his ability, what we've seen him do against really hard throwers late in the game. So you have an eighth-inning guy that throws 100 mile an hour and a ninth-inning guy that throws pretty close, realizing that the game could come down to that particular at-bat and having Jose ready for that as part of the decision. It's in the fifth, not so, you know, not as much.
No Monday off day, but you have enough coverage tomorrow?
Should, with the off day. You know, we always expect our starter to give us a good, solid chance. But, you know, that was, today was not what we wanted to do. Didn't necessarily want to see Tyler in the game. A couple guys we didn't want to put Bowman in, but both of them, you know, stayed low in their pitch count, even Brevia. So, should be okay, but we'll see tomorrow. Yeah, I don't even know. It's not even on my radar. I see it when I have to see it, but I haven't seen it lately. All I know is we've been playing better at times, and I think just starting to figure out some things that we need in order to run off some consecutive wins, and look at the standings later.
Thank you.